My co-host Adam was talking about this the other day. He says he has the best fantasy player in all of fantasy. It's the Patriots defense, and he's now got the Pats D on the trade block. Good move?
It is a good move. I mean, you're going to get a lot for him. You can probably replace two positional players, right? That's what you're reaching for. Or are you just going to make a monster trade like a Christian McCaffrey?
I basically offered the Patriots defense to every team in the league for whatever like their second best player was.
Okay.
Just trying to get like a running back or a wide receiver or something back. Here's the thing. Certainly they're over, like they're never going to have a value this high. I mean, that's always a time where you want to start to look for a trade. But they've also been playing absolutely nobody. And I believe in the Patriots defense. But all of a sudden now, after playing a bunch of teams that are 0 wins and 1 wins, they've got Baltimore, Philadelphia, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City coming up. Those are all really good offenses. They're not going to put up the same kind of production.
I agree. And I also, we have to look at this time in the season and just the tear down on the players as well. They're not as fresh as they were week 1 through 5. And so we're going to see the impact of that. Maybe some lingering injuries, some players banged up here and there. But it's a smart move. And you know, I'm sure you're going to get a lot for it. I think it's a great idea. I just can't let him go. I'm being too greedy because I'm too afraid to have to face him in a head-to-head matchup once I trade him. So I'm being a hoarder.
And I'll give you the counter argument, because when playoff season rolls around, the final, you know, week 15 and 16, they play Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami the last 3 weeks. Oof. So all of a sudden they become more valuable again.
True.
Well, here's the other thing to factor in. If you have the Patriots defense and they've kicked ass for you, what do you do in terms of pickups for other defenses? Isn't that risky, or do you try to go week to week and try to find the defense in the best matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you could stream from here on out. I mean, in DFS this weekend, I think the Cleveland Browns are kind of a steal because they're facing a rookie quarterback with the Denver Broncos. And even though the Browns are less to write home about than anything, at the same time, Brandon Allen's going out there, so we don't know what to expect. And I think at this point, you could start to really stream defenses and know what to expect.
That's a good point. This is going to be a really interesting fantasy football year, because there's going to be so many teams. I mean, interesting in good and bad ways. There's going to be so many teams not freaking trying down the stretch. There's going to be a ton of pickups, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe how many things we saw go down. It was 17 players total before trade deadline, which is more movement than the NFL used to have in previous years. And seeing Emmanuel Sanders get moved and make a difference game out, that's impressive veteran football player skill set to be able to go somewhere halfway through the week and actually get in there and get in the end zone.
We've got a lot of teams not trying. We've got a lot of players injured. We've got a lot of kind of cloudy situations to deal with around the league. Do you want any part of the Lions running back situation? Because I'm just throwing my hands up at this point.
I don't. And I, especially with Matthew Stafford just stepping on the gas the way that it is, they do not need to rely on their run game. You see, San Francisco tonight's going to be a totally different story. They're living running on their run game. It's working right now. But why is Matthew Stafford going to fool around when he can put up 4 or 5 touchdowns a game? So I'm right there with you. I'm also telling people, like, the David Montgomery week, man, I'm offering him up, and I'm going to move him because I don't want to go into the rest of this season getting ready for my playoffs and realizing that I have players on horrible offenses that are doing nothing, that might throw in a backup quarterback to see what's up, you know? No way, man. I want out.
Yeah, just so people are aware, it looks like the Redskins are positioning for Dwayne Haskins to start. So start loading up on whoever they're playing defensively. Try to pick those guys up as well going forward. Well, you mentioned the 49ers, and their running game is just working. Obviously, Tevin Coleman looks like the front runner guy now. They've got other options back there. Is there anybody else you want to own at this point?
It's too cloudy after Coleman as of right now. So I look at all of their offense. I mean, I really like Matt Breida as a player, but it seems so spotty in fantasy to be able to rely on him. I'm really hoping that we get that next step with Garoppolo. Really, he needs to start airing it out a bit more. I see George Kittle has really been struggling because of that. Now that he has an actual real wide receiver one that can pull a little bit of the defense away from Kittle and maybe make things happen. And I think Emmanuel Sanders is going to just bring out the best of him. So, but I love Tevin Coleman. And would you believe this? I did a trade last week. You're going to be so proud of me. I traded Le'Veon Bell for Tevin Coleman.
Wow.
And got to take advantage of 4 touchdowns.
Oh, Isn't it great right after you make a trade like that to have it pay off immediately?
Immediately, and also like you just savor the flavor of knowing that your league mate is just hating themselves right now. Because how many times have you hated yourself over your fantasy football choices? Me, many. Yeah. So when I know someone else is feeling that gut-wrenching, soul-crushing, I'm like, angst, yes.